Hi, I'm Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips.
Extra, extra. She's a cutie.
You are literally so extra.
Let me put my phone on silent. Hold on, what?
I just spit on the microphone. Oh my gosh.
We are off to a great start.
Well, at least you're not sick.
Or are you?
I'm not. Okay. I feel great.
Not nearly as great as I feel.
I'm just saying, I feel decent.
You look decent too.
I look decent, thanks.
Yeah, you look good in your workout clothes is what I meant.
I said something to Justin. I don't know if you were paying attention or not. I was like, I don't ever wear makeup and look at me or something like that.
What was his response?
Just like, it was an eyebrow response. Like, really?
Like you're bragging on that.
Like he was thinking before he spoke, so he decided not to say
anything.
You know
what? Let's way to go for thinking before speaking. I should do that more.
No.
Yes.
Where would this podcast be if you thought before you spoke, Amy? Hashtag always put the podcast first. Always. This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, and I am Lacey G.
She loves Taylor Swift, but that does not make her, in quotations, extra. In fact, she's killing it this year and is already down 3 pounds.
Woohoo! And with me today is someone that can't help but make me jealous with everything that she does, whether it's paying off debt or smelling up the whole office with her delicious and effortless food. Her name is
Amy Nichols.
And in honor of today's worthless meal that you brought in that still smelled really delicious, I have to play this and then you'll explain.
I'm a manly man with really big hands. You know what that means. You understand. I got a beard and a stash and I love to sweat. Got a chain link tat on my left bicep. I'm a man who has all his manly parts. I'm a man who likes to burp and fart.
Oh, you see.
Hair on the ass, I got the
okay.
Most. All I ever eat is beans on toast. Yeah. You know why?
Why?
I'm a man who dances with white guy overbite. I'm a man who gonna do bad things to you tonight.
Whoa.
Because I'm in Nickelback. The band, Nickelback from Canada. Yeah. Beans on toast.
Yeah.
Is all I eat.
That, of course, was the late, great Kid Craddock, who loved to make fun of Nickelback. That song's so catchy, and now it's going to be stuck in your head for the rest of the day.
I'm like, clear things up. I'm not a man.
Okay. No, but what did you bring in for
okay,
lunch?
It's not a bit. Okay, I really had beans on toast, but I didn't want to tell anybody because I have a reputation of cooking something really smelly good that, you know, I'll have for lunch or whatever.
So you didn't want to disappoint the masses by telling them that you brought in canned beans and you were putting them on toast.
But yeah.
Then you literally would not tell anybody.
No, I didn't want to.
Everybody, what are you eating? And I had to speak up in the corner. I'm like, it's beans on toast, but she's embarrassed.
It's really good. And it's not like, I don't regular beans. I fancied them up a little. Put a little cumin and chili powder and sour cream and make kind of like a bean dip and some salsa. But it, basically, it's just fancy beans on toast.
But you heat all this up in our, what kind of oven is that? What do you call
that? Toaster oven.
Toaster oven. So you heat it up in the toaster oven. So it makes the whole office smell delicious. So everybody comes by all day, every day, even with your freaking beans on toast. That's what makes me mad. You brought in canned beans and people are still like, oh my God, that smells delicious. What is that?
I think part of the problem is that I'm putting it in the toaster oven. Like I'm actually cooking. It's not the microwave. It's not like a 2-minute ordeal. It's 30 minutes that it's like filling the entire office with its aroma. So I do feel bad if it's like not good. I almost set off an alarm with some smoke once. I think I put paper in the toaster oven. It was a bad day. I think I was really tired.
We had an intern one time who heated up something in the microwave and it started smoking. And we're like, what did you put in there? I just put a burrito. Well, you took it out of the foil, right? Oh, you can't heat up foil in the microwave? She honestly did not know that you can't do that. So we had to go and rescue her.
Yeah, that's not good. And I knew I was putting paper in the toaster, but I thought I was keeping a good enough eye on it that it wouldn't be an issue. I was just doing my job so well.
You just expect me to save you because I'm an honorary firefighter.
Right.
I truly believe that I am. In case of an emergency, I can figure it out or I can make a phone call.
Give me some firefighter.
Stop, drop, and roll.
Give me another one.
Use the fire extinguisher. I don't know. Why do you have to put me on the spot? Now I look like a stupid idiot.
No, you don't. You just look like you're not a volunteer firefighter.
I never said volunteer. I said honorary.
Oh, okay, good. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't volunteer.
Okay, good. All right. I
call important people.
Yeah, I full-heartedly believe that.
I've been in a fire.
Have you?
Yeah. You saw the pictures whenever I
went.
Yeah.
It's great, though.
Mm-hmm.
Great picture.
I was so glad that they did because I went to a training center with my husband, Jeremy. He's a firefighter, and so he's teaching classes there. And so they do these, I say mock fires, but I mean it is a for real fire.
Yeah.
But they do these fire classes that
controlled, right?
Mm-hmm. That way people can come in and do fire for the first time. That way they know, like, hey, I can't handle this, or I'm in. And I really wanted a picture, but I didn't want to be that person. Hey, can you take a picture from my Instagram? But they offered. So I was like, great. So yes. Other people there offered to take a picture of us, like made us pose and stand in front of the window and everything I would hope.
Yeah.
But I'm with a bunch of dudes. So, I mean, I can't.
Oh, man, they're the worst picture takers.
And it was actually good pictures.
That's great.
Yeah. Okay. First, we're going to talk about extra because I think that I learned this new definition of extra, but I got it all wrong if you believe Urban Dictionary. So I don't know. We're going to go with our version or however we interpret this extra. But first, I do have to confess something. I got a little braggalicious on one of our previous podcasts and I'm like, woohoo, I lost 7 pounds. And that was something I was bragging about at the end of the year. I had lost 7 pounds, yeah. Kept it off. Well, then the holidays come. And what happened?
It's everybody, though.
I ate everything and did not stop. And it doesn't help that my mother-in-law is such a fantastic cook. And I'm in freaking Florida. So, I mean, I'm eating seafood all the time, but I'm not being healthy about it whenever I'm just gorging, you know? So I did put back on all that weight that I so bragged about that I took off. So now I'm trying to get back in shape. And you and I just got back from the gym. We kicked butt at it.
We did.
It was so good.
It was my first time this year. I feel good about it.
Yeah, I'm so excited. But I'm also doing a 7-day cleanse from squeezeonline.com. So I'm a couple days in now and I'm feeling great. Like I have so much energy, Amy. I almost took down my Christmas decorations.
Okay. It is way too late. You need to take those down.
No, I disagree. I'm too much in the Christmas spirit. And so is my neighborhood. My neighborhood still has their lights up and they're putting them on display every night. So I love it. So I disagree with you. Whatever. Anyway, I'm doing a 7-day cleanse. I'm halfway in. I'll be getting my other shipment in the next day or two. And I'm excited. I'm excited to see. I've already lost 3 pounds
since I started.
Yeah.
That's so really, really good.
3 days, 3 pounds. And I feel good. And I'll be back on food in enough time for my birthday.
So yay!
My birthday's this weekend.
Any plans?
None whatsoever. But it's my own fault. It's because I'm an adult and nobody cares about my birthday except for me.
That's not true.
And my girlfriend cares, but I just hadn't planned anything. So we've got a couple of options that we might do. But whatever, it's going to be low key. It's still going to be healthy. I can't go from a 7-day juice cleanse to gorging and drinking. Like that's not a goal of mine.
Yeah.
So we're going to keep it low key this year. Got a couple of options. I'll let you know if anything comes up because you will most definitely be...
Or, I could invite myself.
Or I can just put off my birthday entirely and decide to celebrate it next month, maybe like February 22nd or something.
On Margarita Day?
Yeah.
That's great. What a good idea.
You'd have a big celebration for me.
I would love that.
On February 22nd, it'd have to be at a Mexican restaurant.
Of course. I mean, where else do you get margaritas?
Yeah, with margaritas. I'd invite you, Amy.
Thanks.
I'd invite your family, maybe.
Maybe.
Well, they listen. So, yeah, automatically you're invited. I'm saying that because that, of course, is Amy's birthday and she hates doing birthday stuff.
I do.
Even whenever I invite myself, she uninvites me. Cancels her birthday.
There wasn't anything to be invited to. I didn't even do anything.
Well, that's your fault. It's also my fault that I'm not doing my birthday this year. But I am super excited about this 7-day juice cleanse from SqueezedOnline.com.
I have to confess something.
What?
I stole one of your juices. I didn't bring enough food in for lunch, and I took the charcoal agave one, and it was really good. And I want to do a full-on cleanse because I haven't done that yet, but I'm going to need a discount. Can you help me out on that?
I know how you like to eat and drink on the cheap. So yes, Amy, I got you covered. And there's so many options too. You can do a 1-day cleanse. There's a 3-day. I'm encouraging everybody, go full on, go hardcore, do the 7-day cleanse like me, because I'm not lying. I feel like a freaking rock star. I feel so good right now. So if you're interested in doing any of these juice cleanses, you can just hit me up if you have any questions, need encouragement. DM me on any of our socials, Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips on Facebook, on Instagram, Loose Lips Hips on Twitter. And yes, I'll be helping you out with that discount too. Duh, I'm not just going to share it with Amy. Whenever you direct message me, I will shoot you a special discount code so you can get 15% off your order, because we all need it on the cheap, right? In the meantime, Amy, let's get you hooked up. I'm going to take you to SqueezedOnline.com so we can get you ordered and get you a discount.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we're both going to get it together. By it, I mean in shape and hot and sexy for 2018. It's about time that we start our healthy new year. It's not about time that we get hot and sexy. It's just about time that we start trying again. Because so far we have not.
No.
But we're back at it, officially.
I'm going to do it. I'm ready.
And if your New Year's resolution is getting fit, getting healthy, anything like that, a new study found that there is a key to staying motivated. And it's all according to what somebody says. This phrase can make people stay motivated and keep your New Year's resolution throughout the year. It's if you hear people say that you look, quote, super hot. Specifically, that phrase, super hot, will work. And this doctor said that hearing you look super hot today resonates more than a straightforward you're looking good. The word suggests that our friend is having an emotional response to our appearance. So in other words, a person might say that you're looking good because they know that you're dieting. But if they say that you look super hot, it's because it's what's popped into their head. So you interpret that as authentic and honest, and that's more motivational.
Okay. I mean, I kind of agree, but I don't like it when someone would say that to me.
Well, you don't like compliments, but you can compliment me all day, every day.
You can. No, you're right. I don't like compliments.
I mean, I guess as a married woman, I would be a little taken aback if somebody's just like, actually, no, I wouldn't. Whatever. It's not cheating if somebody tells me I look hot. I'd eat it up. Oh, my gosh. Somebody on Facebook said that I have a contagious laugh.
And you do.
And I bragged and blushed about that for a week.
Just thinking about it.
Oh, my God. It makes me so happy. So, yeah, tell me I'm hot. So if that phrase doesn't do it for you, you could go see what Squeeze Online has to offer as well. But now let's talk about some extra stuff. So whenever I was in Georgia for the break, I was hanging out with my nieces and nephews, and they're all high school. And I kept hearing the word extra. This person's extra. This person. And I'm like, okay, but what do you mean by that? What is extra? Because I think extra is, you are unimportant. Get out of here. Mm-hmm. You do not matter at all.
When you were mentioning it to me, I thought maybe like a third, like you're the third wheel or whatever.
It's just unnecessary. That's so extra. Just stop. Well, according to them and according to UrbanDictionary.com, extra is, quote, doing the absolute damn most for no reason. Another one said, when you have to be better and overly go up and beyond for unnecessary reasons. And their example was, Michael goes up to the board. Instead of showing a picture, a PowerPoint goes on screen. Everybody in class says, boy, why are you so extra? So Michael's just going over and beyond and nobody else is.
The extra mile.
So one thing that I thought was extra was the way that I told you about Taylor Swift, because I told you that we got Taylor Swift tickets for Christmas.
Yes.
We, being me and you, got Taylor
Swift
tickets. Well,
you, no, you got them.
We're going to go see Taylor Swift. And I had all these different ways that I was going to tell you that we're going to go see Taylor Swift. And I mean, it wasn't this big production or anything. Like, I was going to walk in here all nonchalant, do our sign off. Keep your hips loose and lips hip. Thanks for listening. Amy, by the way, we're going to Taylor Swift. Oh my God, are you kidding? And instead, like, you're talking about Taylor Swift. And I'm like, yeah, well, so.
I thought it was really good. I did not see it coming.
Well, good. I'm glad that I surprised you. But in my heart, I was I was feeling so extra with the weight. There's so many things that I could have done to try to surprise you or to try to make the podcast sound
better. I feel like maybe I didn't have the best reaction, but I am so excited.
You did have a really good reaction, but I just felt like I blew it because I'm a horrible liar.
And you are, but I am
way too excited to tell you. I was way too excited to tell you. I was even dropping so not so subtly hint like, hey, look at this Facebook memory. It's that one time I got Taylor Swift tickets. And then Kajal texts me about it. And I'm like, I totally got Taylor Swift tickets. I just can't tell Amy yet. But I definitely could have stepped up my game as far as that's concerned.
Well, I've got an extra. This one I know you'll agree with. So I think you're extra if you cry every time you watch The Notebook. I mean, I know you don't like The Notebook, but it's like a classic romantic.
So you do like The Notebook?
I do like it. But there comes a time where it's just saturated and you've seen, I don't know what that number is, but you've seen it so many times. And it's just like, really, you're going to cry over it again? It's just so extra.
I hated The Notebook because the ending was sad. I love Rachel McAdams. I love Ryan Gosling. I hated The Notebook, though. I kept watching it and waiting for it to get good. I was also a nuisance over Christmas at my in-law's house because every night we would try to choose a movie and watch a movie.
A Christmas movie or just any movie?
Any. This was after Christmas. So we watched The Bucket List with Morgan Freeman and Jack Nicholson.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was an awful movie. I kept waiting for it to get good. Like, the whole thing's just sad. It's about old people dying, and I did not like it at all. So I complained the entire time, and they're like, why don't you shut up and let somebody else watch the movie? And I'm like, no, this is, like, what does it get? Y'all both said it was your favorite movie, and then...
Your in-laws did?
Yes.
Really?
They said it was one of their favorite movies.
See, I haven't seen it, but I'm not interested in seeing it either.
Oh, it was ridiculously sad. Like...
I'm okay with sad movies. I like to cry. But anything, I don't care. It can be extra. Too many times.
Yeah.
No, thank you. I'm over it.
I just hate The Notebook.
I like it.
So hate The Notebook.
It's not that much different from The Vow, which I know you love. You like
I
The Vow.
I love The Vow. And it is not the same as The Vow at all. Mm. I like
winning
movies.
Someone over.
I like movies about people with brain
injuries.
Thank you. Brain injuries. 50 First Dates and The Vow are two of my favorite movies.
I
but I just
that.
Absolutely love them.
They're good. I like them. I love love stories.
A movie that is extra AF, Hero Dreams of Sushi. Now, the only reason I'm bringing this up is because...
I've never even heard of it.
This is one of my husband's favorite movies.
What and is it about?
It's about sushi. It's about this guy in Japan.
Oh,
I mean, it is literally about sushi. It's about this guy in Japan that owns his own sushi restaurant, and it's supposed to be one of the best restaurants in the world. Maybe. I'm just saying that. I don't know. But it's supposed to be one of the best, and he's, like, really serious about this fish that he buys, and he has this business connection with everybody, and they'll hold, like, the best fish for him. And I don't know. So the other night, I'm hanging out with my husband, and he was going to go back in his man room and go play video games. And I was like, babe, just hang out with me. And he's like, no, I want to go relax and play video games for a little bit. So I snuck up and I put this documentary on because I'd never watch it with him. It's his favorite ever. And I'm like, I have no
you
desire.
Hate it. You hate it. Let's just be honest.
So watch this movie. So I watched it with him just to make him hang out with me. That's, but it was so extra.
That's so desperate. How lonely must you have been to want to see that?
I have been so incredibly lonely because we had weeks off work. I was blowing and going the entire time. I was only home for a couple of days. I come back home and my husband's working. He's doing this. He's doing that. I'm at home alone. So, yeah, I have been incredibly lonely. Like, you get that really great high after being on vacation and being off work, and I was well rested. That only lasted a day. Day two, I come back and I'm like, I'm tired, and I'm sending off bitchy email responses and stuff like that. So, yeah, I watched this movie with him, a documentary, Hero Dreams of Sushi, and he says to him it's so much more than just a documentary because it's about the pride that this man puts in his job. So I do understand that.
Sure.
But
I have been watching something similar. So I can't hate on that movie.
What have you been watching?
Okay, I think it's on Netflix. Chef's Table. Mm-hmm. Have you heard of it?
I've seen it on Netflix, but I've never watched it.
I've seen a couple episodes and it's actually really good. It's documentary style and they highlight a specific chef every episode and their passions and why they got into it and some of their backstory and lots of good looking food.
Okay, you should watch Hero Dreams of Sushi. It's also on Netflix. You will love it.
Okay, I got another extra.
Mm-hmm.
Mason jars. It is so extra. Okay, baby showers. I'm guilty of this one. House decor. You can use mason jars for anything, and I'm so over it.
I'm so surprised to hear you say this, because wasn't your favorite glass that you broke
yeah.
a month or two ago a mason glass?
Yeah.
Stem jar?
Yeah. Yeah, because you can make mason jars out of anything. It's so extra. I threw a baby shower, and I think I bought 4 pallets of mason jars. So each individual person who came to the party had their own little mason jar. And I would use paper straws, which is, by the way, garbage. But it looked cute. You had a little twine around the rim of the mason jar. Mm-mm. I'm over it.
I'm not over mason jars just because I don't do the country decor, which is what that typically
right.
is.
Me too.
It's the burlap and mm-hmm. and all that kind of look. But I'm from Georgia. So mason jars to us had a purpose, and that was for moonshine.
Oh, well, yeah. If I were canning or doing something useful with them, sure, I'd probably use them for that purpose.
In Georgia, even though I lived there, whenever I was younger, I moved from there whenever I was 19. In Georgia, you could buy beer and wine 24/7, except for the 24-hour period on Sunday. So after midnight, Saturday night, you could not buy any more. So anyway, you had to remind yourself, oh, go buy all your alcohol before then. And then because it's Bible Belt, the 24 hours on Sunday, you weren't allowed to buy any alcohol. Even with that, I still knew where to go get moonshine. And I didn't. That wasn't what we did.
Yeah.
But I mean, there was still a bootlegger like behind the Walmart.
Of course.
In Warner Robins, where you could go get moonshine. So I love them. I love mason jars for that purpose. It reminds me
sure.
of home.
Sure. If they have an actual purpose, go for it.
This is something that I think is extra. But now that I'm looking back on it, maybe I'm just hating on everybody else's language. But I hate English words like flat instead of apartment
oh.
or arse or mm-hmm. neighbor with a U in it. And I'm saying this because I read a lot. So I read The Woman in Cabin 10 over the break, and it was a really good book. But if I read something in that language, I automatically have to change the word in my head. I can't read flat. I have to read apartment because this is America. So I have
you
to change
what?
The way that it is. And Black Mirror had the same thing. Black Mirror had a lot of English language in it.
You know what you need to do?
What?
You need to come up with an app. No one steal this idea. And make it, instead of proper English, American English, and it automatically changes that stuff for you. And you're like, because you read on a Kindle, right?
Yeah.
That would be so cool.
And
I'm too excited about
one?
This, right?
No, I do like that idea because it really bothers me and I can't read it as is. I have to change it. Gosh, I can't remember what it is. Whenever I read it at the time, I had to stop what I was doing, read it out loud to my family, and then keep going because it was like
bothering
English,
you.
Yeah, it was like some English word for equivalent for jackass or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But whenever I read it, I'm like, oh, this is the only time I've ever read that word in a book ever. And I can't believe that they said it. And they're like, it's an English author. Like, well, I know, but still, like, who says that? But apparently people in England do.
It
now I'm going to have to find the word and let you know.
It doesn't bother me. I like reading from other authors from other places.
Do you read with an accent?
No. You know what Trey does?
What?
He, when he's watching something, it's not reading. But if he's watching something of a certain theme or era or whatever, he wants the snack to reflect that. So if he's watching Vikings, he wants to like have a ham hock that he like rips into with his teeth, like bare hand or whatever.
But he's incorporating food into his
which is bizarre. That's just weird.
I could see like drinks, maybe like I would want to, this pairs well with a glass of wine instead of having a beer or something.
Yeah,
I don't know, I like it. I have extra things from Georgia since I did just visit there. But really, it's just because I want to talk about it. So One thing that was so extra, I stayed with my girlfriend Holly, and I felt like she was on a farm. She's totally not. But she has chickens outside and a chicken coop, and she has a little potbelly pig inside.
How much land?
A couple acres.
Oh, okay.
I mean, and her house looks like a log cabin. So, I mean, this is legit looking, but she's not on a farm. I'm just never around animals other than my dog. And so I'd go outside and I'd see the chickens, and they were so cute. And I wasn't allowed to go inside because I don't want them attacking me or anything. That's too real. But the little pig, Petey, I thought me and Petey the pig were going to be best friends because, like, why wouldn't we be? This little butthead attacked me every single time.
Like nipping at your heels?
Nipping at my feet, nipping on my jeans, like to the point where he got his little
tusks. Do they have tusks?
I don't think he has tusks, but I could feel it. But he got his like food slobber on my jeans, and I ended up having to wash my jeans. He got them on my boots. And so we thought it was because I was wearing velvet boots. So maybe he's like offended thinking I'm wearing his family or something. But then he was attacking my other friend too. Well, come to find out, my girlfriend tells me later, it only happened whenever we were in the kitchen. But I mean, this fool would come after me and eventually, like, sorry, Holly, if you didn't know this, I'd kick him off. I'd kick him. What else am I supposed to do? He's attacking me.
You can push him with your
foot. But he's on my foot. Well, I mean, that's what I meant. I didn't, like, kick him hardcore. But yeah, I'd throw him off of me with my foot, which I would think would be a kick. Right?
No, there is a difference.
Okay. Well, I wasn't like, pachow, hardcore kicking him or anything.
I like that.
Yeah. But I was brushing him off gently with my foot. And he'd be across the room by that point. I don't know how he got there. Not by a kick, obviously. But then he come running back to me and attack me again. Well, my friend figured out or says it was because we were standing in the kitchen and he's like really protective of his food. So that's the whole reason, because she had other family come over for Christmas and then he would attack them if they were in the kitchen. Because the whole time she's like, I swear he's never done this before. And I'm like, your pig is a butthead.
Do they not have people over normally? Because I would not want an animal that treats guests that way. Like, you don't rule this house. Who do you think you are?
That they can attack your daughter.
Well, he's not attacking. He's confused. That poor sweet dog is confused. I really like him right now. He's been snuggling with me. But I mean, it is, I don't know what he's doing. He's protecting us, but he should be protecting her. He's just confused.
I get it. I did have to monitor my dog and my 5-year-old niece, Kira, over Christmas because he would growl at her. And I didn't know why. And automatically I'm jumping on him and I'm like, what are you doing? You can't do that. Well, then I would see she's like jumping on him, like full force jumping on him. So then I told my husband, we have got to watch Kira around him because I don't think she's around dogs. But regardless, my dog is not allowed to ever bite her.
Yeah.
So I get it. I get why he's doing that. And he's not used to being kids, but you better figure something out.
Absolutely.
Because you can't bite her.
Mm-hmm.
So then we just had to watch and tell her, be gentle, because she'd try to hug him, but she's like really choking him out. And she for real jumped on him one day. And that's whenever he growled at her. But
yeah,
I mean,
he's an animal.
I get the warning growl, but you ever bite her, then we'd have to figure something out.
Yeah.
Speaking of, my husband was gone. He came back.
He kissed the dog.
He paid so much attention to my dog. So much attention. I mean, we're laying down watching a movie last night, and my dog, this is going to sound weird, my dog likes to snuggle, like, right at my butt, and I have my legs wrapped around to, he has that little spot right there.
I get it.
And so I always say I have the dog in my butt is what I say, because I'm 12.
That's weird. Please don't
do
that.
So mature. So, I was telling Jeremy, you know, oh, the dog's in my butt, blah, blah, blah. Well, he comes and lays down with the dog, and he's paying attention to the dog. My legs are wrapped around the dog. I'm right here, and my husband does not care. He kept giving the dog kisses during the movie, and I'm like, I can tell who you missed while you were gone.
What a horrible feeling. I mean, obviously it wasn't intentional, right?
Is it bad that I just thought maybe I should let Stanley bite the kid? That way we can just get rid of the dog and then I can get all the affection.
Oh, no.
That was a joke.
Of course.
That was a very extra joke. It wasn't even a good one.
So Josh is leaning towards making a big switch. And this is what's so extra. The people that are like, iPhone or no phone. Like, it only Apple products all the way. That's just so extra. But he's leaning towards switching from an iPhone to something else. And I can understand, because we've had so many problems lately. So the heater hasn't been working at the house. And since I last spoke about that, we have had multiple things, including another Apple product, which is so extra. I'm so over Apple right now. My laptop's not working. Our PlayStation's not working. Our Nintendo Wii's not working. Like, all of this within the past week. Mm-hmm. I am so over it. I don't know. So I think Josh is going to switch, and I think I'm going to switch. We're going to do it.
Now, that does hurt my heart just a little bit. I know that you've been having problems, but I am that iPhone snob.
And you
I don't
are?
Have, yes. And I don't have the newest iPhone. I'm still on a 6. I didn't even get the 6 Plus, and I do regret that because I don't use my phone for phone purposes. So make it as big as it can get. If I can carry around an iPad in my purse, a little mini iPad, I'd be down for that, because I'm not doing phone stuff on my phone. But I look at other people's phones, and I'm like, I don't know how to work you, so automatically I don't like you.
No.
That's the way that I feel about other product.
I kind of used to feel that way, but I don't know. You know, Russ gave me this phone, which I love and appreciate, but there's something wrong. I have no secrets. The kids, because we share an Apple ID or something, they see every single text that I receive on my phone. They get on their phone.
You need to go to the store, because I don't have that problem, and I share an Apple ID with Jeremy.
I don't know. I'm so over it. Like, secrets, like private things my kids should not see. not sexy time.
Oh.
I swear. It's just thing like, that is my information for me.
Yeah.
Not you.
But no sexy times.
No. I told Josh he had to stop.
So there were a couple of sexy times.
There has been. I mean, in the past, sure. There's nothing wrong with that. No pictures. I'm against that.
Oh, for sure. No pictures.
But yeah, iPhone or no phone, that's just extra. I'm willing to change now.
What will you go to? Android or Google, or is that the same thing?
No, I think there's like the Google 2, Google Pixel. I don't know. I haven't done any research, because I have been that person. I've always wanted the Apple product, because everything syncs and it just makes sense. But now that everything's just garbage, I think maybe someone told me I might need an electrician, since everything that is electronic is not working in my house. So that may be the problem.
I'm so sorry that everything's breaking down for you.
It'll be okay.
I don't know how to handle that. My internet is not connected to my dish, but I have internet in my house, and I'm still able to watch Netflix and Hulu and all that kind of stuff. But I can't order a movie from my TV, because it says that my TV is not connected to my internet. Well, at that point, I don't know what to do. Like, I think you just have to connect the box, but then Jeremy says he has to call somebody, but I don't even bother doing that. Instead, I ordered a movie through Amazon on my parents' account, and then PayPal'd my parents for it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think I would have done that. I mean, sure, I would have taken it from my parents' account, but I wouldn't have paid them back.
And I overpaid them too. It was only $3.99. I gave them $5 because I felt stupid just giving them $4.
Whoa, look at you.
I know. But yeah, if I turn on something and it doesn't automatically work, I don't know what else to do.
Yeah. I try to fix things, but I am a failure, obviously.
There are two words that I think is so extra. And one of them, I'm pretty sure that I said, because I was trying to make sure that I didn't say this word, but I think that I did.
In this podcast?
Yeah.
What was it?
Literally.
I'm so guilty of it, and I think it's so dumb.
I hate literally, because people overuse it.
Yes.
Unless it is literally going to happen right now, then you don't use that word. So I hate the word literally, unless it's used in the phrase, I literally cannot even, because that is just a great phrase to use.
I know, but I do it. I don't mean to do it, because I really don't like it. But I'm guilty. I'm so extra.
I also hate LOL. And don't LOL yourself. I can proudly say for sure I have never LOL'd.
Have you done it as a joke, though?
No, I don't think so.
Because I hate it, too. And I've used it as a joke towards people who know that I hate it.
I will ha-ha, or I will emoji cry face. I mean, I probably use emojis too much, just because I don't feel like legitimately responding to you. So I'll do
you know, laughing till I cry face or kissy face or something. That's just, that's my response, non-response.
I don't know.
But I hate LOL, and I hate it whenever people LOL themselves. You don't, and they'll say something serious and then LOL at the end. Girl, you are not playing. Why are you LOLing yourself right now?
I don't believe you. I'm lurking. I'm looking through past text messages.
And?
I feel like you've used it before.
Okay.
I haven't found one yet.
Prove me wrong. How long do you got?
I mean, I hate it too.
I do not LOL.
I have done it, but only as a joke. I'm not actually LOLing because I hate it too. And when you LOL, not in text, but in person, like you say it with your mouth, with your words, with your voice.
Oh, I will hashtag out loud in person.
What?
Like
you LOL when you're talking, or are you talking about in text?
No, I don't LOL, period. Talking, text, none of it. But I will hashtag in person. So hashtag dumb, hashtag lame. It started off as a joke, but then I kind of adopted it into my life. But only for comedic purposes.
That's
not because I'm being serious about anything, but a girlfriend and I like to hashtag never forget stuff. So we'll do that a lot.
That's what I'm doing.
Are you LOLing right now?
No.
That was my first LOL ever.
I'll even text out laugh out loud because I hate LOL so much. Because I am laughing out loud, but I am not going to LOL.
No. I mean, I have no shame in ha 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 because you just did something funny. I'm just not going to LOL it.
Okay, what's the other word?
Literally, an LOL.
Oh, I forgot about literally. I literally just forgot about LOL. I
literally can't even with you. Okay, Amy. So before we started working out, you told me something about toe surgery. What did you tell me?
I said I think I might have to have toe surgery. I said that I think I might have to have toe surgery.
And I don't know what you're talking about. And being the good friend that I am, I didn't ask any questions. All I said is, I have a theory on why.
You won't get this. But okay. I want to hear it.
I'm going to play it from your mouth.
From mine?
Yeah.
So growing up, my best friend Ashley had these toenails that curled up. And I would make fun of her. Like, why? I mean, when they grow too long, you know?
Yeah.
They're a little concave. And I'm like, why do your toenails do that? And then, long story short, she was my best friend and now she's my cousin. And so my baby sister has the same DNA and she has these little curled toes. So I would always pick at them for having these weird toenails. Okay, so fast forward to now, they have this weird foot thing. They don't like people touching their feet. They don't like people talking about feet. And I'm thinking it's because of me. It's because I picked on them as kids. Or maybe it's because they're related. I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure it's me.
So because of you, there are several of your family members walking around with a foot complex.
Yes.
I'm a terrible person. I completely forgot about that.
No. But that would be, wouldn't that be ironic if I like had
karma?
That'd be so crazy.
Like, ingrown toenail that's so bad, you have to have foot surgery because of it.
That's messed up. But
or you just made fun, because you also made fun of your husband Josh's feet.
Yeah, he's got dinosaur feet.
Yeah. So you pick on people's feet all the time, and now you're having foot problems.
What is wrong with me? I have, like, foot superior problems.
LOL. Now tell me what's wrong with your feet.
I really don't know. So a couple months ago, it's been a while, it like is bruised underneath, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember dropping anything on it or kicking anything really hard. So I don't know where it came from. So anyways, it's like coming up on that one side. I really don't know. It really is kind of curling up. This is not karma though, because there's something wrong with it. I don't think it's a fungus anyways. I don't know. I think it's an ingrown toenail or something now. And so it's like growing into my skin, my toe skin. This is really gross. Anyway, so I think I'm either going to have to like cut a big V in the middle of my toenail so it's not like growing into my toe. I'm done talking about it.
You have
it.
No fear of anybody calling you hot, Amy. Not at this moment.
It's so not.
It is a toenail problem.
It is a toenail problem, and it's not fungus. I know it's not fungus. I think it's like just a really bad bruise. Oh, I have to tell you something else. There's another person in my family that's got a toe problem.
Because of you?
No, this one's because of my brother, Nathaniel. My mom is pregnant, like about to bust, and she's craving peanut butter. So she goes to the store to get peanut butter, and she wanted it off the top shelf. So she's reaching for it. It drops, falls on her toe, this glass shatters, and for some reason, she loses her toenail. They could not salvage her toe. I mean, her toe, yes, but not the toenail. So yeah. She just, the toenail never grew back. And so I always tease her. I'm like, let's go get a pedicure. And she won't. She won't get a pedicure because she's missing a toenail. I have so many problems. I think, okay, I'm going to be honest. Before I got the tattoos and before I had kids, I have two tattoos, one on each foot. I had the most beautiful feet. And I'm not a prideful person. I'm not into myself. This is not the kind of person I am. But I really think it was my best quality. I loved my feet. And I think that's why I think my feet were so much better than everyone else's. It's the only thing I had.
Just another thing I can be jealous about. Amy, you have great hands and feet. Thank you so much for that.
That's the only thing I got going for me.
That, and we're getting back into fitness.
Yes.
Yay us.
I'm excited.
This is going to be a great year.
It will be.
Hopefully. We shall see. It just started.
Except for the toe thing.
You need to get that checked out.
I'm just painting my toenails black so I don't have to look at it. It's my solution. But it kind of hurts. So I think I am going to have to do something about it.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Hashtag sorry about your toe. Thank you for listening to Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips with me, Lacey G, and my bestie,
Amy Nichols. And be sure to subscribe to iTunes and Google Play.
And while you're there, you can leave us a comment. You can rate the show. That would really help us out. And don't forget to hit us up on our socials. We'd love to hear from you. You can hit us up, Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips on Instagram, on Facebook, Loose Lips Hips on Twitter. Keep your hips loose
and lips hip.
Thanks for listening. You so extra.
Extra.
Extra. Extra.
LOL and OMG have officially been added to the Oxford English Dictionary. Yeah. Hey, Oxford English Dictionary, WTF.